Thank you for calling the inspirational phone line of Second Presbyterian Church. We hope this message will be a blessing to you today and in the days to come. For this week after Easter, the scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. Hear now the word of God. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Some of us may be feeling a bit like the disciples. They had been following Jesus for many months, several years even. They had come to believe that he was the promised Messiah. But this was not how the story was supposed to end. They thought Jesus would triumphantly ride into Jerusalem and proclaim his kingdom. Instead, Jesus was arrested, beaten, and crucified. The Messiah wasn't supposed to die. The disciples found themselves lost, confused, scared. They had followed Jesus, and look what had happened to him. What would happen to them? Sound familiar? Just 2 months ago, we were living a totally different life. We were leaving our houses to go to work, to school, to church. We went out freely. Shops were open, shelves were full of groceries and household items. We went out to eat and to the movies and to sporting events. And then it came to a screeching halt. Work, school, and church all happen at home now. Shops have reduced hours or are closed. Shelves are often bare. And going out to eat means curbside pickup, drive-throughs, or delivery. And don't even think about being in a crowded movie theater or sports stadium, because it isn't going to happen. We are lost, confused, scared. When will we go back to work and school? What will that look like when we do? Will our favorite shops survive? When can we gather in groups at church or be in a crowd? Will we stay healthy? Will our finances hold up? But did you catch what Jesus said when he came to the disciples as they met in that locked room in fear? "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." Breathe in and out those words of Jesus. "Peace be with you." Just as Jesus said, "Peace be with you," to the disciples, he says those words to us. Rest in God's peace. Just like the story wasn't over at the cross, our story isn't over either. None of us know how long this stay-at-home, social distancing time will last, but we do know that God is in control, and he is still writing our story. May the peace of Christ be with you today and in the days and weeks to come. Amen.